Teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So you got a chance to hear from Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Clark County Sheriff, Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. What do you think? Again, I think he's very impressive. I think I've always liked him as a law enforcement guy. As a politician, that may take some getting used to. But it's interesting. It's interesting when you listen to him. I think people still are going to ask the question, well, is he conservative? And, what about this policy? What about that policy? And that's something he's just going to have to go out on the stump and do. Joining us now, a gentleman, Jim Dallas. We got bigger fish to fry on Sunday, because we've got Bengals, Chiefs, Rams, Niners, and it's going to be an interesting day. A lot of great football.
Certainly so. Now, these teams, both of them have played each other earlier in the season. And if you'll recall, the Bengals came back. They were down by 14 points at one time. And they came back, ended up tying that game, going ahead, and then winning in overtime. It was a thriller, 34-31. I tell you what. When you look at the quarterback matchup here, a lot of people, of course, love Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's at least at this point a surefire Hall of Famer, making four appearances in the AFC Championship game, and that's with Tom Brady in the conference for his first couple of years. So he's very difficult. He's 8-2 in these types of games. And those losses have come to the against the GOAT. Remember, they were calling him, the baby GOAT against Tom Brady's greatest of all time characterization. But I tell you what, Joe Burrow has really stepped up and has shown that he is of the elk, of that championship elk that he showed at LSU and winning the national championship. And he even has his old college buddy there, Jamar Chase, who is an all-pro this year. So it's going to be a great matchup, Kevin. I think what we're going to see is a lot of scoring, and there's going to be a lot of pressure on both of those defenses.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I was watching Burrow, and one of the things that stuck out for me, at least in that one game, and again, what, 8-9 tackles behind the line of scrimmage, and I kept thinking, does this guy know how to throw the football away? I mean, does this guy really know how to dump the ball off, just get rid of it, get it out of your hands instead of taking the sack? And that to me was just, it was just very frustrating.
Yeah, well, and they ended up winning that game too.
And they won.
Yeah, so you go figure. Certainly, we know that has been the Achilles heel of the Bengals the past couple of years, is the offensive line. Now, they've had some injuries. They even have some backups to what a lot of people think is their weakness. So, yeah, that's going to be a weakness. But at the same time, the defensive backs for the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be trying to chase down Jamar Chase.
Good luck.
Yeah, and they're going to have to chase down T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd, and there's just so many weapons that Joe Burrow has at his disposal. If you give him 2 seconds, well, that's going to be maybe a fraction of a second too long, because he's probably going to find somebody. And like I say, who knows? Maybe this will be a defensive battle and surprise us all, but I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. More to come as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, not too bad as we look at our freeway conditions right now. We're still getting a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway down there in Henderson, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. A little bit of congestion through there. Also, 215 northbound at Warm Springs. Also, you're going to be touching the brakes as you enter the downtown resort corridor. Yeah, we're looking at lane restrictions causing delays throughout 2022 on Interstate 515, both directions between Main and Eastern. So give yourself some extra time for the next several months to squeeze through that construction zone, because it's going to be there.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Rumblings continue that the Raiders may try to bring in Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels and executive Dave Ziegler as a package deal, where Ziegler would be the new general manager and McDaniels would take over as the head coach, and the two would share duties when it comes to roster construction. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they lose to Florida yesterday by a 4-1 score. Zach Whitecloud scoring the only goal for the Golden Knights, who get back at it tomorrow. They go to Tampa Bay for a matchup against the Lightning. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget, guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural cut, skin-on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Try them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research company.
It's Macy's big home sale with an extra 20% off incredible deals when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Stock up on fresh sheets and bedding from Charter Club Damask Designs, 40% off. Or shop specials like 40% off air fryers from Bella, Crux, and more. And the spacious 5-piece Radley sectional for $21.99. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yesterday, Stephen Breyer went to the White House to turn in his resignation to the President of the United States. He, of course, from the U.S. Supreme Court. And that means that now there's going to be a plethora of folks that are going to want to sit on the highest court in the land. It's going to be very, very political. We know that. James Clyburn is a South Carolina congressman, and he is pushing a South Carolina judge for the U.S. Supreme Court. Listen to this. This is James Clyburn yesterday on CNN.
How many times have you heard it said that black women are the backbone of the Democratic Party? Well, you just can't say it. You got to show it. I happen to have been born and raised in the Apostates, and I believe it's their deeds that matter, not their words. And so President Biden made it a commitment at the Charleston debate back in February 2 years ago, and said that if he got the opportunity, he would appoint or nominate an African-American woman to serve on the court. And he has reiterated in recent days that he plans to keep that commitment. Now, as it relates to who, I don't have anything against the seven or eight names that I have seen floated as possibilities. They're all great people. The fact of the matter is, I have been discussing Michelle Childs with the president and his people now for, I guess, at least 13 months. Now, she has been nominated to the D.C. Circuit that everybody says is the second most powerful and most important court in the country. Michelle Childs is from a blue-collar family. She is a graduate of a Florida public university. She's a graduate of the South Carolina Public Law School. She has been deputy director of a state agency. She has been a workers' comp judge, knowing the corporate side of the world as well as the labor. She was deputy director of the Labor Department here in South Carolina. She knows the labor issues. She knows the management issues. And that's why everywhere I go, people tell me what an outstanding federal judge she's been at the district level. So she has what I call the kind of background and experiences that we ought to have, that the judges and jurists ought to have. And I am very, very concerned that we take on this elitist kind of atmosphere when we pretend that the only way you can demonstrate, let's say, qualifications is to go to certain schools. Well, I don't think that's right. Thurgood Marshall was an outstanding jurist, an HBCU graduate. In fact, two times. And so I just think that it is time for us to diversify the court, not just as relates to gender, but as it relates to color as well, and as it relates to backgrounds and experiences. And it wouldn't help to have somebody from the South.
By the way, that was from C-SPAN, not CNN, excuse me. And simply put, everybody is going to have their own criteria. The problem is, for the President of the United States, the one person that gets to make the decision, the criteria is the color of one's skin and the gender of that person. A black woman. White guys, white dudes, need not apply. And I just happen to think that that's on its face wrong. You want to join us? We want to be a part of the show. You have some thoughts on the direction we should be taking. Should we be looking for the best jurist, or should we be doing it differently? Should we be screening for gender, for race, or for the best jurist? Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. We'll continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
I was watching a Golden Knights game at one of my favorite sports bars this past week. That is so much fun. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I got to admit, during the game, I thought more than once about my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. I always knew I had hearing loss, but I put it off. It wasn't until several friends urged me to get checked for hearing loss that I finally gave in. So I asked Steve to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I'd suspected. Not only did I have a hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now, I can even hear conversations from folks 2-3 booths away. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you missed it, the NCAA Board of Governors announced that it's changing its policy on the inclusion and eligibility of transgender student athletes. The change was approved at the NCAA convention in Indianapolis. It aligns the NCAA with, well, the International Olympic Committee and their new framework, which was announced, I think, in November. The regulations regarding hormone replacement will give way to a process where eligibility is determined on a sport-by-sport basis through the regulation of individual national governing bodies. So it's taking it out of the hands of the NCAA, and they're simply saying whatever the governing bodies is. This did not sit well with Chelsea Mitchell. She is a swimmer. She was on with Sandra Smith yesterday and disagreed with the new trans policy. Listen to this.
Let's bring in Chelsea Mitchell, a collegiate athlete who, as a high schooler, sued several Connecticut districts and the state's athletic conference to stop trans athletes from competing in women's sports. Mitchell was the first case challenging transgender policies in athletics. She's joined by her attorney, Kristen Wagoner. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us. Kristen, I'll get to that lawsuit in just a moment and where that went and what options girls now have based on these changes. But Chelsea, to you first. Do these rules address your concerns? You're now a college athlete. You filed that lawsuit when you were competing in high school. Did they go far enough? Does this satisfy you?
No, it doesn't. It's really disappointing. You know, in high school, I raced against transgender athletes all 4 years of my high school career, and I lost 4 state championships, 2 All-New England Awards, and countless other opportunities to advance and compete. And it's really disappointing that the NCAA didn't take this opportunity to stand up and protect women and girls.
You know, and I put the breakdown of the new policy up on the screen to take people through this. As John mentioned, Kathleen, it is rather complicated, really, what they've decided to do here. But they do back themselves up with this, the fact that this follows the policies of the U.S. and International Olympic Committees, the trans participation determined by individual sports governing bodies. So as Mike Tobin put it, this puts it off to the individual sports. The trans athletes are now required to document sport-specific testosterone levels before championship selections. So, Kristen, you go back to the point that they have said they have to go through the hormone treatment, it's years of it, as Leah Thomas did, and prove it. So why is that not enough?
Well, they're saying that essentially they're going to make no decision and defer to other governing bodies. And there isn't one U.S. governing body that has stood up for women. There's no amount of hormone suppressants that can overcome the physical advantages that a man has over a woman. The NCAA should be ashamed of themselves today. And they have violated their legal obligations they have to student female athletes.
Well, there are certainly many calls for reevaluation at this point. Chelsea, Caitlin Jenner joined us on this program yesterday. Here's more of what she had to say. Listen.
She was born a biological boy. She was raised as a biological boy. Her cardiovascular system is bigger. Her respiratory system is bigger. Her hands are bigger. She can swim faster. That's a known. All of this woke world that we're living in right now is not working. I feel sorry for the other athletes.
Chelsea, what did you think when you heard that?
I mean, I completely agree. These biological differences are why we have sex-separated sports. And the obvious is very, the advantage is very obvious. Racing against these transgender athletes, it's just the difference is uncomparable.
She's right. And what is it we said yesterday? The only thing that matters is that we have a level playing field, a level court, a level pool, and that somehow, some way, we come to some equity here. What we have now and what the NCAA has done this week at their National Board of Governors convention in Indianapolis is they've kicked the can down the road to the governing bodies. And the governing bodies have no vested interest at all in doing what's right for the student athlete. They just don't. They have no constituency. they have, other than raising money and things like that. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about this. You want to join us, and maybe you have some thoughts on this. Have we reached equity for these athletes, these women athletes, these girls that are trying to compete on a level playing field? We'll talk about that and more. You want to join us, you can be a part of the show. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NMLS6.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel grow up healthy, educated, self-sufficient, and safe. Why? Because Child Fund knows the promise inside every child is greater than the poverty around them. Learn more at childfund.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in a matter of minutes, we'll be joined by a guy that has a wealth of experience in the military. He's an amazing individual. Bronze Star recipient. He is Sam Peters, and he's running for Congress in CD4. I'm going to ask him about Biden policy in Ukraine and how it seems to be failing us. Mike Gallagher is a GOP congressman from Wisconsin. He was on Fox last night. I don't know if you caught him. And he was, let's just say, he was very skeptical of the Biden policy in Ukraine. Here it is.
All right, let's bring in Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher, a member of the House Armed Services Committee. Congressman, great to have you here. First up, what are your expectations as we're getting briefings from the State Department and the Pentagon? We have been told by the White House that this invasion is imminent. What do you see happening next? As we did hear, they also are forecasting, the White House, that the ball is now in Russia's court.
Well, I'm concerned that we will get news of further concessions that the White House has offered to the Russians. Reportedly, they've been exchanging various documents. We have no access to that. The Biden administration has not been transparent. We know that the State Department has told embassy personnel to leave. So this is yet another evacuation of a U.S. embassy. And it really raises the question, how many embassies do we need to evacuate around the world